lines that they give you to, TV gives a lot of prayer lines to call. Andrew Womack has a prayer line. And I can't remember. I remember the last four numbers of 111, but I have called it. And those people are anointed, and they will pray with you. And there are times, I will say this, the Bible tells us to confess our faults. That's what one of James, as I was reading last night, said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. So I have been very unashamedly asked for prayer when I need prayer and run to someone to pray with me. My poor little son, I've worn him totally out lately with what I've gone through. But I wanted to say Jesus has given me a breakthrough, and I praise him for that. Thank God. Sometimes we just need to hold on. I've heard Andrew Womack say, if you don't give up, finally the devil will just wear out. And so don't give up. Just believe God and trust him that your breakthrough is coming. If you can't see the way out, and sometimes we can't. They say when a ship's battleships is on the ocean, and I don't know if this is true, but this is what I've read, and battleships, when it gets on the ocean, particularly years ago when there's a fog, before we had as much technology and what have you as we have now, when the big fog would roll in on the ocean, they would just sit still. They would just wait. And sometimes that is a good thing to do. When you can't see the next step ahead of you, then just wait. There's a scripture that says, be still. Just be still. Be still. Don't make any major decisions. Don't jump at things. You know, get in the Word. And, I mean, you still may have to be going and doing and cooking and picking up your kids and all. But as far as spiritually, just be still. Get in the Word of God and seek God, because the answer will come. And there is an old song that says, the answer's on the way, this I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Our Heavenly Father knows our needs before we pray. And you can rest assured the answer's on the way. And the song says, if there's a special need within your life, my friend, and you're searching for the answer day by day, if by faith you'll start believing, mighty soon you'll be receiving, because the answer is already on the way. Don't you love to contact people who you know contact God? Isn't that the most wonderful thing in the world? When my mother passed, I realized that's what I'd always felt around her, because she was filled with the Spirit of the Lord when she was carrying me, and I've always felt his presence. Isn't that an honor to think that people, when they come in your presence, they feel his presence? They feel him because he's so in you and around you. And you haven't been blaspheming and saying ugly things. You've been in the Word. You've been rejoicing, and his presence is with you. So I can't live like that. Oh, yeah, you can. Because it really boils down to its relationship. You don't have to be doing anything special. You can be laying on your bed and going, Jesus, 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 live in me. Jesus. That's all you have to say. It's not hard. You can be driving. Oh, Jesus, I need you. The devil, his purpose is to somehow put a block in your mind, a mental block, a lie, put a block between you and him and God. That's what he wants. Because somehow he wants to pervert your mind like he did Eve. Hath God said? Now, God had plainly said. Now, she probably wasn't there when God told Adam, and maybe he had reiterated it to her. I don't know. It doesn't say. But she knew. She knew what God, she kind of distorted a little bit. She said, nor touch it. And as far as we can tell, God didn't tell Adam not to touch it. But he said not to eat or partake of it. And she had so many other things and options she could do instead of outdoing that. Well, the enemy made sure that when she was somewhere close to that tree, I think I'd have stayed way away from it. But, you know, curiosity killed the cat, they said. So she was curious. And she probably already had, what could it be? What is this? Well, I mean, how many fruits are there today? You know, they talk about a fruit, Karen Wheaton does down there, and it's a name I've never heard, and it's a fruit I've never heard, and they say it's just wonderful, and it grows in the yards, and I've never, ever heard of it at all. And actually, I heard one woman say, I said, you want some apricots? And she said, what's an apricot? And she said, I've never had one. And I'm like, you live in Oklahoma, and you've never had an apricot? No, never had an apricot. But think of all the fruit that there is in the world. So those trees were there in that garden. I mean, peaches and apples and pears and everything wonderful that she could want. Every herb, every wonderful thing. You know, good old turnips and taters, you know. And there's just all kinds of things. Don't you know that they could prepare them anyway? And there was just wonderful, wonderful foods for them to enjoy. But that one thing that they weren't supposed to do, that's what the devil, you know, came to. Hey, come over here. Have you considered this tree? Do you know it's good to get knowledge? And God said, oh, well, I mean, Eve said, no, the Lord said we can't touch that unless we die. We can't eat of it or touch it. And he said, oh. And so he accuses God. And that's one of the things you have to watch out for. When bad things happen to you, or all kinds of things happen to you, many of it is because somebody, maybe not even you, has made a bad choice. Sometimes it's family members or your mom and dad or your kids or somebody else has made bad choices. And because they made bad choices and they've listened to the enemy, then it pulls you into stuff. And what we tend to do is, why? And we turn, when the devil's done it, and even Job did that. Remember when all those children died? And guess who killed them? Who killed his kids? Satan did. He brought a wind, tornado of some kind. That house fell on those kids, killed them. And here's what Job said, which is it's a sweet saying. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, that's good, but really, who did it? The devil did it. And so many times when the devil's done something, now God allowed that. God allowed it for a test, but he didn't do it. And he didn't even tell him what to do. He didn't tell him anything. He just said, okay, well, all he has is in your hand. So the devil decided what to do. And he decided to kill all Job's kids. And Job thought God did it. And Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't sin with his mouth. And anything that came, he kept giving glory to God. Stop and worship. Went and worship and kept giving glory to God. But it's real easy for us to think, oh God, look what you did to me. Because the devil will come accusing. Look what God did. And God wasn't even anywhere close to that decision. He wasn't anywhere close to that. And so we have to be careful. And then I think he goes to God and says, look what she did. Here, all these years you've been good to her, and look how she had faith in that situation. Look, so he's the accuser of the brethren. He comes and then accuses us to us. Well, you must be some kind of really good Christian. You shouldn't stand and tell anybody about Jesus. Look what you did. You know, and so he's accuser. And what we want to realize is that when he comes around, he's not your friend. He's not your friend. And sometimes he'll try to make believe he's your friend. He's not your friend. Nor the people he sends to you are not your friend. He may send people for you to witness to, and that's a different thing. But buddying up to somebody who's really full of the devil is not what you want to do. Because he's come for this reason, to kill, to steal, and destroy. I might say this, old people, young people, do not use your dating as a mission field. Don't do that. Don't date someone thinking, well, I'm going to get them saved. No, you're not. No, you're not. Most of the time, you're not. I mean, this place. If God gets them saved, well, he gets them saved. But you know what? Make sure they're saved before you marry them. And anyway, that's so in free. Anyway, James has a lot of good things. Are we going to be ready to pray?
Sure, whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's do that now, and then we'll switch gears.